Dixie on the Hammond organ at Uncle Rutherford's home in Helena, Montana.
Elma Van Sickle, Elmer's wife, from St. Louis, Missouri, and we're having more fun than a sack of cats at Rutherford and Ann's house, listening to Joni and Sani and Jeannie and Mary Lou. Oh, where's Mary Lou? She's in bed. Time we were all in bed. And we've had just a wonderful time with Aunt Millie and Uncle George today, and we'll just never forget this trip. Thank you.
Here we are again, not again, but for the first time in Helena. We are having a wonderful time, and we just got through with a wonderful meal, very enjoyable, that Ann cooked up here. My wife forgot to mention that, but I'll say it. I know Wade ate more than his share. We had a hard time keeping down eating all the potatoes and chicken. And so we're ready to roll again, so we better get home and go to bed. Goodbye.
I sure had fun playing the organ, and I'm glad I had the chance. Bye.
Say
this is Wade.
That was Wade.
Well, we certainly enjoyed having you folks with us. I'm sorry you couldn't stay longer. It's certainly been enjoyable, and I hope we'll get down to see you someday.
I hope so, too. Soon. They're amateurs, see? They don't know.
Well, this is Ann, and we'll go back to those first two, our last two amateurs. That was Rudden and Elmer talking, and I guess Wade got a word in someplace, didn't you?
Yeah.
And we're sure glad to have you here, and we hope you do come back again. And we'll be down to see you one of these days, I know.
Good.
This is Sani, and we sure enjoyed having all you people down here, and we had a wonderful time with you, and we hope you come again. We'll probably be down there one of these days.
This is Johnny. I'm sure glad that our cousins came. I hope they come again. I hope we go down there someday. Bye.
Bye.
This is Elmer Van Sickle. I forgot to mention the name before, but it's better to mention it anyway, whether it's later or sooner or later. And I did want to say something about Calamity Jane. I think she's a cute little girl, but she hasn't got a horse, but nevertheless she wears her cowboy outfit and a hat, and she roams around in the floor instead of out on the range. And so now I will turn over the mic. Oh, yes, before I turn over the mic to Wade, I want to mention about the date here we left out in the beginning of the speech or the record. This is July the 15th, 1953. So here... We are signing off, but I want my son Wade to say a few words before he signs off.
Bye. I hope you come to our house someday.